USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Air travel continues its pandemic rebound as Americans are traveling in ever-increasing numbers. The Transportation Security Administration says it screened more than 2 million passengers on Friday, the first time in more than 15 months that passenger traffic has exceeded the 2 million mark. Even with the travel boost coming from mostly domestic leisure travel, Friday's numbers are still only three-quarters of the crowds that flew in 2019. Meanwhile, California is set to drop most of their coronavirus restrictions. Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Friday that rolls back the state's stay-at-home order and updates mask mandates for vaccinated people. By Tuesday, the state will hit its goal of having 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of vaccine. And on the fifth anniversary of the worst terror attack on American soil since 9/11, President Biden says he will sign a bill to name the site of the Pulse nightclub a national memorial. The shooting at the club on June 12, 2016, killed 49 people and wounded 53 more. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
The Labor Department's reports of a higher-than-expected inflation rate is causing concerns over the direction of the economy. John Clemens explains.
The Consumer Price Index rose 5% in the year leading into May, marking the largest increase since August 2008. Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial tells us this means Americans are buying less with more dollars.
Well, economists look for a rise in the Consumer Price Index, which means the things that are required for us to live are on the rise. The prices are going up, and in a very simple sense, it means the purchasing power of the dollar is going down.
Economists point to the 7% increase between April to May for the prices for used cars and trucks that made up one-third for the increase in the Consumer Price Index. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And following a face-to-face meeting next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Biden will hold a solo press conference, the White House calling it the appropriate manner to communicate the issues that were raised at the meeting. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida school documents the pandemic through the eyes of children. Mike Fortier reports.
When students returned to in-person classes at Umatilla Elementary School in Central Florida, they were asked to write down their experiences while under lockdown. Their stories were combined into a book called Through Their Eyes. School media specialist Loretta Vroman reads one excerpt.
It is hard for my family to think that people are losing everything in life. I am sorry for them, and people are dying every single day. There are a lot of cases around the world, and that is sad.
The book proved popular among parents, and soon grandparents and others were asking for copies. The school complied, and Vroman tells Orlando's News 6 they even put a copy of the book into a time capsule.
They were concerned that people in the future will not know what happened. Many times I've been asked, what if people forget? How can we make sure people don't forget?
That time capsule also includes masks and a UV light that's set to be open in 20 years. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And forecasters say that a record heat wave is coming next week. Wendy King has more.
The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of Central and Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Western and Southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.